On this day of Holy Saturday, we have mostly been watching and waiting in silence as Jesus lays in the tomb. Henry Nouwen called this the day of God's solitude, the most quiet of all the days, the day in which the silence and darkness behind the stone are almost palpable. And the whole of creation waits in deep rest for something to come forth from this most fruitful silence. Preparations have been made for what we know will happen late tonight or early tomorrow. And we think we know the end of the story. And we do, in part, because we know that God will make all things new and raise Jesus from the dead. But really, this story has no end, and what happens is just the new beginning of the larger story of which we are all a part. And it's an awesome story of salvation. The gospel from Mark that we just heard contains very few details in it about what happened. We know that Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome, carrying spices, went to Jesus' tomb after the Sabbath was over, as was customary, to anoint Jesus for burial. So they went to the tomb very early on the first day of the week. And for these Jewish women, the Messiah was supposed to bring in the kingdom of God, and they had put all their hopes in Jesus to be that Messiah. But now their hopes were dashed. Their Lord was dead, and all they could talk about was who they would get to roll away the large, heavy stone that had sealed the tomb. They had no real expectation of resurrection at all. They were doing what they should be doing, respectfully caring for their dead teacher and friend's body at burial. But really, they didn't find anything they normally would expect in a tomb where they would prepare a body for burial, because you see, the tomb was already open. And instead of the body of Jesus, they found a young man in a white robe who announced to them that Jesus of Nazareth had been raised. They found that the known ways of life and death had been totally disrupted by someone who could actually undo the power of death. So terror and amazement are responses to these moments when people realize that God has acted or will act. Think how many times in the Bible we hear those words, "fear not." But no wonder they fled in terror and amazement. Perhaps they knew it was God who had actually raised up Jesus from the dead. Jesus had said that God would do that, but this was so outside the women's realm of possibilities. And their silence, not telling anybody what had happened, this creates a space, as Gail O'Day puts it, for the voice and presence of God to resound. Because this is a story about what God has done, not about what they saw. And they were dumbfounded, afraid, awed, silent, and they told no one. So this is the night in which we gather to allow such a moment of holy awe to echo in our own hearts and spirits. We gathered around the fire, around the Paschal candle, holding our own candles, and heard the stories of God and God's people. And we are standing in the midst of an ancient story with Moses and the Israelites at the Red Sea, and with the prophet Isaiah, who points to the dawning of a new age where God will do a new thing, where rivers will flow in the desert and new life springs forth. And we remember in hope that as God has not failed to act in the lives of the ancient people, God will not fail to act in our own lives. God resurrects and God saves. As we let this awesome story sink in, we realize that we are already a part of Christ's death and resurrection. That has been claimed for us already. And as we welcome 11 new members into the body of Christ here tonight, we will renew our own baptismal vows and recall the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And then in a few minutes, we will receive the body and blood of Jesus in the bread and wine, the spiritual food of eternal life. And we wait in faith and hope and love on our own holy Saturdays, our own moments of holy awe. And on this night, too, we celebrate the culmination of all the waiting and watching, the culmination of all the little resurrections and little Easters in our lives, the culmination of many moments of holy awe, when we know that God has acted and we keep on remembering and giving thanks. God gets what God wants as we celebrate the renewal of Jesus' life in countless souls. And nothing is ever the same again after the resurrection. Lives are changed and transfigured forever, and life rises again, redefined. The invitation to us is to stand in awe and amazement and silence and watch what the power of God does in our world that so desperately needs the light of Christ. And we can proclaim that love is the winner, and death is not the end, but life is. Life in a story that has no end. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia, we are risen. And alleluia, amen.